USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The field for the second Republican presidential debate will be slightly smaller than the first. Seven candidates have qualified for tomorrow night's debate at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Library in coastal California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will instead hold events in the battleground state of Michigan and insert himself into the UAW strike against the top three U.S. automakers. Today, President Biden joins the picket line of the UAW. At lunchtime, he'll stay roughly 2 hours and fly off to California for a fundraiser. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom signed into law this week a bill prohibiting schools from banning books on LGBTQ+ teachings that could result in fines for any authority in the state that defies the legislation. The move against what Newsom calls textbook censorship in schools follows book bans in Florida and across the United States, where parents and opponents complain the content is not appropriate for underage minors. One of the things Congress actually has to do is appropriate money for government operations. Under the current appropriation system, Congress has not passed all its necessary annual appropriations bills ahead of the October 1st deadline since 1997. Republicans want to cut spending, and a few Republicans want to cut a lot of spending that they claim has led to high inflation, hurting Americans' buying power. If somehow that happens and the stopgap gets through the Republican-controlled House, it must somehow get through the Democrat-controlled Senate. The government runs out of money at the very end of Saturday. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez denounced efforts to prosecute him on federal bribery charges, saying he kept piles of cash that federal agents found at his home that allegedly link him to the crimes, he says was from his savings over the years. USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Ukraine Special Forces reported they have killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea and 33 other officers in last week's missile attack on Russian headquarters in the Black Sea. The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by a Reuters reporter to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. It should be noted each side has exaggerated enemy losses and says little about its own losses. The war has been ongoing for 19 months. This week, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, announced the witnesses for the first hearing on the President Biden impeachment inquiry. The witnesses include Bruce Dubinsky, the founder of Dubinsky Consulting, and a forensic accountant, Eileen O'Connor, who formerly served as the Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Justice's Tax Division, and Professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School. The hearing is titled The Basis for an Impeachment Inquiry of President Joseph R. Biden, Jr., and it will take place on Thursday. Sophia Loren is currently hospitalized with several bone fractures following a fall at her home on Sunday. It's being reported Loren had emergency surgery after she fractured her femur and several other bones as a result of a bad fall at her Swiss home near Lake Geneva. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418.